Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Two men have been arrested this morning in connection with the Crisla explosion in County Donegal. Stephen Maguire is editor of the Donegal Daily. He joins us now with the latest on this story. And Stephen, what can you tell us about these arrests?
So, Sarah, what we can say about the arrests, and obviously we have to be careful from a legal standpoint, is that two males were arrested this morning, not sure exactly of the time, in connection with the explosion at the service station in Crisla, and that was in October 2022. The men, who we understand are both in their 50s, they're being questioned at separate Garda stations, but they are being questioned at Garda stations in Donegal. We believe the Garda stations are Letterkenny and Milford at this stage. Garda haven't exactly said where the men were actually arrested, but the fact that they were being held locally would suggest that they were arrested locally also. The men are being arrested under provisions of the Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984, and that means that they've been held for a total of 24 hours, which might be longer given time breaks and stuff like that.
So are these arrests, do we know, part of a wider investigation into the tragedy, and do we know what's the status of that investigation?
Yeah, what we do know that these were the first arrests as part of one of the largest ever investigations in the history of the state. The investigation is being led by local Gardaí in the Donegal Division, but they are supported in turn by the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation and also other agencies such as the Health and Safety Authority and also the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. It's been coordinated locally at Milford Garda Station, where an incident room was being set up. What I can tell you is that literally hundreds of statements have been taken at this stage, with officers travelling overseas as well to gather the information in a bid to find any detail which may help them find out the cause of this explosion. Gardaí, they kind of left no stone unturned. Teams of officers have been taking statements from everyone from passers-by to people just who were injured on the day. So it's an exhaustive operation.
Finally then, Stephen, the news of these arrests comes as details of a renewal plan for the village were actually revealed at a public meeting last night. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a strange thing, Sarah. Last night people were looking, you know, were delighted in that the regeneration plan had been announced. Now, the whole onus of that plan is to kind of give rejuvenation and give hope for the people of the village. Up to 100 people gathered at the local mass hall for the unveiling of the plan. And among the groups who came together to engage in that plan were the likes of Donegal County Council, Crisla Community Association and the Crisla Working Group. So it's just to give people a kind of an impetus of what they can look to and what they can give them some hope for the future. Father John Joe Duffy, who you may remember, was kind of the heartbeat of the community at the time, at that terrible time. Like, and he was really outspoken and gathered people together on that. He said he hoped that the new community hub, which they're calling it, will be a beating heart for the community in those trying times ahead. Liam Ward, the Director of Services with Donegal County Council, he also spoke about the project, and he also revealed that the project itself already has planned permission. So overall, that came really upbeat last night, and people were shocked then just a few hours later to find out that two people locally had been arrested.
Stephen Maguire of the Donegal Daily, thank you very much for joining us this evening.